said, don't you know that a regular man called Cotton Eye Joe had none of it? Cotton Eye Joe had been very long time ago. Where did he come from? Where did he go? Where did he come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Where did he come from? How does he know? Talk about a guy named Cotton Eye Joe. Shut my toe, said me, think about Cotton Eye Joe. Sitting by the river watching it flow, talk about a guy named Cotton Eye Joe. Where'd he get all the good no Joe? Talk about a guy named Cotton Eye Joe. Inquiring minds, they want to know, what is the deal with Cotton Eye Joe? Cotton Eye Joe, where did he come from? Where did he go? Where did he come from? Cotton Eye Joe. I'd have been married a long time ago. Where did he come from? Where did he go? Talk about a nine guy named Joe. Thank you very much, Hillbilly Music fans. That's as good as we get right there. I should speak for myself. Thank you very much. Well, it's nice to be back at the Station Inn, the world-famous Station Inn, I might add. And you're being really cool being seen here tonight. It never actually makes it in the restaurant rounds, the Station Inn. I'm not sure why. You know, across the street, maybe. Such and such was seen with such and such eating. Maybe it's the amount of money that it costs to eat. I mean, you can eat a lot more cheaply here at the Station Inn. Have a pizza, folks. Or some nachos, wine coolers. JT Gray is your host. Give him a hand, folks. He's always improving this place. I think it's time for another new song. What do you say? This is a song I wrote with my friend Ray Bonneville a couple springs ago. Around this time, actually, we were going down to Mardi Gras at Eunice, Louisiana, and we took all the back roads we could find all the way down there, and we wrote in a little notebook, and then we came back and we rhymed it up, and it came out like this.